say, if you grant me a
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioner Report meeting Monday, November 5th, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with the invitation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sinodal.
There are those people who heard on the news about the soldier that was shot, killed by an obvious terrorist attack inside Kabul, Afghanistan, and like that, the one inside. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies today, throughout this day, so that we may say and do the things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please join me. Let the allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In our agenda today, the items under first thing out of A is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for Hurricane Harvey repairs for Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item B is to consider and approve execute receiving file of renewal for term contract to reinforce concrete pipes and precast concrete box culverts for Jefferson County with rural pipe and supply for a fourth and final 1-year renewal from November 13, 2018 to November 12, 2019. Item C is to consider and approve award execute receive file professional services agreement with Griffin, Mosley, Johnson and Associates in accordance with contract grant administration services for home buyout or acquisition program for community development block grant disaster recovery program for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 CF Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item D is to consider and approve execute receive file professional service agreement with East Elephant Advertising and Design to be appointed marketing communications agency for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for the period October 1st, 2018 and ending September 30th, 2019. For a not to exceed $57,000 for marketing and promotion of the airport. And item E is consider and approve execute receive and file agreement with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for LexisNexis advanced website access subscription for the 279th District Court for a 1-year term, December 1st, 2018 through November 30th, 2019, at a monthly cost of $76. Do I have a motion on those items under first?
Moved
by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion?
We have a question, Judge. My question is, and we need to get Alex to bring us an update on our advertising, what we have been getting basically for to the degree.
We were spending, I think, $114,000, and we cut that in half for the budget hearing.
And the other, you want me to bring like a workshop for the quarter?
Yeah, you don't have to. You just give us a white paper, letting us know, from year to year what has transpired, how it affects the airport.
Yes, sir.
The other question I have is, I noticed on the bond acquisitions, we didn't make a decision, right, Patrick, in which direction we was going to go. But I didn't see it. We didn't have any fiscal notes on that either.
No, we have not. The court has not make a final decision.
Okay.
They were still getting feedback on if anybody was interested in the acquisition or the buyout.
Okay.
And I don't know what the results are of those surveys.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, and I mentioned that Commissioner Arnold had left at 5:30 this morning from San Antonio to return from court today. His truck broke down on the way home, so he is absent because of a mechanical problem. On the county airport, we're going to have to table that item on the advice of our county. county attorney because of issues related to the construction being outside the airport layout plan. Monty has an opportunity to research that. Under county auditor, item A is regular county bill check number 452476 and 452715. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A is receive, file, executed article of agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Jefferson County Deputy Constable Association for the period October 22nd, 2018 through September 30th, 2022. Item B will have to be tabled because of an additional notice that needs to be published, with, so that it will be either considered next week or the following week, depending on what the court decides about holding court next week.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sendall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's unanimously. Under county tax assessor collector, item A is to consider possibly approve, receive, file resolutions and interlocal agreements with the listed taxing entities regarding the collection of delinquent taxes pursuant to section 6.30 and 33.11 of the Texas Tax Code for Taylor Landing, Northwest Forest Municipal Utility District, Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3, Jefferson County, City of Bevel Oaks, Neighborland Independent School District, Sibley Bass Port Authority, Hampshire Pineda Independent School District, City of Beaumont, City of Fort Nathan, Beaumont ISD, City of Neyland, Fort Natchez ISD, City of Fort Arthur, City of Grove, Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6, Fort Arthur ISD, Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7, and Port of Fort Arthur Navigation District. Do I have a motion on that?
Yes.
I do.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Finnegall. Note that the Port of Fort Arthur Navigation District will left off the original agenda item, so as corrected, I think that motion is correct.
Motion
and second, excuse me.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under management information system, item A is received, filed, executed interlocal contract between Jefferson County, Texas and the Department of Information Resources related to the use of the DIR Shared Services Master Service Agreement pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Next Monday, November 12th, is Veterans Day. So we won't be having court on that day. I will be in Austin and later in the week at the deer camp. So, question, do you have something you need? And, okay, so we're going to need to have court next Tuesday. Is that okay with everybody? Everybody going to be here? You going to be here?
Did I bring you some sauce?
Mr. Arnold will be here. We'll make it next Tuesday at 1:30. Anything you remember the court wishes to bring to the attention?
What's that, Judge? I heard a couple of things, Judge. On the airport, the thing that we tabled there, if you don't mind, because I went back and I asked Alex about that. I want to make sure that we get at least engineering, preliminary, white paper, summary, and fiscal note. On fiscal notes on everything we do from now on, especially when we commit not to spend any tax dollars on the front of the county. All right?
All right.
The other thing is and this is to bring it to the attention. I have a constituent that lives on Bayou Den. He, in my election, voted by mail. It wasn't accepted. It was rejected, and a letter sent to him saying it was because of his signature. He didn't tell me that at the time. It was afterwards. he went in to vote this present time. They gave him a little hassle that informed him that he wasn't going to vote by mail again because, and gave the letter. I want to make sure that, because it was brought, when I read the paper, brought to the attention that it was on the court's back, make sure that we have some type of way that we are justifying these things. As the guy, his signature, accepted white but didn't accept his. So I want to make sure that we have a justifiable way to, because I don't want this court to be in line of fire for no reason. Just want to make sure we bring that to their attention.
All right, anything further? There are numerous signature lines here on the interlocal agreements that all commissioners have to sign for the taxing entities. Y'all will reserve a little time after court to do that. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.